When you see people in distress, at that time to think a lot of things or think philosophically, think deeply. You see somebody in distress, you want to help them. Yeah, that's a natural, it's the instinct of a sensitive, compassionate heart. You want to help people. At the same time, we have to see how best can we help someone. So, we all have limited resources. And with those limited resources, what is the best contribution we can make? Suppose, as a medical hospital, and next to that medical hospital is a medical college. So now, there are people in the emergency department in the medical hospital, and somebody needs to treat them. And say some relative or person who's in the emergency department comes running to the medical college. And he says, what are you all students sitting there in this classroom? Somebody's dying over there, go and help them. Somebody's sick over there, go and help them. Now, from the practical point of view, it may appear these students are just sitting for hours and hours, just reading something. So many people are dying, go and do something practical there. But for them to do something practical, this is what they need to do. They need to learn. They need to learn medical science. So now, it may appear as if they're being stone-hearted, people are dying there, you're doing nothing. But the medical knowledge that they get, it equips them to help people in a more effective way. Now, if they just run over there, they might just be able to do some basic bandaging or some first aid. But if they become doctors, they can offer much better help. So we all have to think, what is the most effective way in which we can help others? When I was in India, when I was in college 20, 25 years ago, I was a part of a social service organization where I would go to the slums near my college and I would offer free tuitions to the children over there. And I found that most of these kids came from dysfunctional families. The fathers were alcoholics, there's domestic violence. And as they started opening up to me, I felt that my teaching them maths or history or English, how much is really going to help them when their lives are in such a mess? So then after talking with the other organizational leaders, we decided that we will go into helping people break free from alcohol. So I used to go to the slums. One of my friends used to go to a nearby village, a very small village. And then we worked together and then we succeeded in making one village dry, free from alcohol. And at that time it was a big achievement for us. But then one evening my friend came back from that village and he looked shattered. What happened? He said that in the intervening week, he would go once a week. In the intervening week, there was a local political elections. And one of the candidates, in order to be elected, he had brought 3 truckloads of free alcohol for giving to everyone. And not just the fathers, but even their kids had drunk. And then at that time, we felt that it is first through education, we need to open doors for people. Now, after helping people to get off alcohol, it is like we are giving them the ability to walk through those doors. Or at least we are removing the obstacles so that they could walk through the doors to create a better life for themselves. But then we realize that there is something within people which sabotages them. And not just those people out there. I realized there's something within me also. I was very short-tempered at that time. I was infamous for my anger. So I realized something within me which makes me work against my best interests. So what is that and how can that be combated? That's when I studied the Bhagavad Gita. And in the Bhagavad Gita 3rd chapter, this precise question is asked. Now what makes us act self-destructively? And the Bhagavad Gita gives a whole psychological and spiritual analysis which explains that there are self-destructive forces within us. And we need to deal with them by purification. The purification comes by the spiritualization of our consciousness. So, if we look at the world today, the major problems, say there's corruption. Corruption is primarily caused by greed. There is so much sexual violence in the world. That's caused by lust. And there is so much violence in general. That's caused by anger. So lust, anger and greed are the 3 forces which are the primary causes of most of the problems. If we see the environment is a mess today, that's primarily because of greed. So if we could help, we could ourselves do and help others do a inner cleansing by which lust, anger, greed would decrease, then that way we can significantly help others. We can significantly change the world for a better place. So yes, when people are starving, we may give them some food. If somebody is sick, we may give them some medicine. These are all very good things. If we have the capacity and the inclination to do that, we can do that. But is that a lasting solution? If somebody is poor, somebody has certain habits which are self-destructive. And I was going and teaching English in that other language at that place, other subjects over there, I felt that the help I was offering was like putting water in a leaking bucket. I was exerting to put the water, but people couldn't really be benefited by it. So if we can empower people internally to ward off, to push back the negative powers within them, negative influences within them, then they can help themselves. We can help anyone to a finite degree. But if you can equip someone to help themselves, that is a far greater help. So by ourselves becoming spiritual and by sharing spirituality with others, we are actually equipping people to become the best that they can be. Equipping people to fight the negativities within them. And like I told in the class, the story about the suicidal boy. By spiritual knowledge, earlier he was suicidal, now he became spiritual and he fought back that self-destructive tendency. So that's how we want to help. It's very good that we have that desire to help and that burning concern. You know, people are suffering or in distress. But we also need to use our intelligence to see what is the best way we can contribute. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.